It was a scriptwriter's dream, wasn't it? The start for the Newcastle Knights, for Mitchell Pearce.
Everyone's second favourite
in
side,
particular,
too, aren't
they, the Knights? Yeah, there they are. They're certainly forcing their way into the hearts and minds of every other league follower. They're certainly in the hearts and minds of everyone up there in the Hunter. And this man is front and centre, their coach Nathan Brown. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Nathan.
How are you guys? All right?
Yeah, we're really well. How's the town after that? Well, it was a special way to start the season.
Yeah, it was a good way to start. Yeah, Mitchell, obviously being a high-profile recruit, kicking the winning field goal. The Golden Point was probably, probably quite a fitting way for the game to unfold, I suppose.
Yeah, Nathan, good morning. Thanks for joining us. As Jimmy said, you couldn't have scripted it better, but obviously the 2 points is in the bag. That's first and foremost from any coach's perspective. But, Nathan, what were the things you took out of that game that pleased you most about the Knights' performance?
Oh, one thing we sort of got right most of the time last year, we thought we sort of built a good foundation competing, and then with bringing in a bit more quality players or more experienced players, one thing we didn't want to lose was that sort of hopeful of sort of still bringing that to the table each week. And I think we showed that the guys have still got that good competitive bit, and then we've got that little bit of extra experience and probably a little bit more class there, which the guys can put themselves in situations. Hopefully we can winning our share of our close games opposed to losing.
Yeah.
Every coach has got problems. This is the problem I see you have, but it's a good problem, Nathan, so we'll go through it. I thought Brock Lamb was really good when he came on the field. I thought Connor Watson was very dangerous when he went to dummy half, and I thought Slade Griffin was excellent at dummy half and hooker when he was on the field. So how do you work that out moving forward?
Well, look, I got asked that same question yesterday, and obviously, Slade was really, really good for us. We probably thought, as from the staff's point of view, we probably thought he was our best player as a whole, we thought. And Connor did really well, as you said, and Brock did really well. And, what's the right balance there? And that I honestly can't sit here today and tell you that I know. I don't think anyone knows, but I just know they're all good little players. They all bring different things to the table. And, we've just got to sort of manufacture a way to try and get them all on the field at the right times and give them all a good shot at it. But how all that unfolds, as I said, it's anyone's guess, but we're grateful to have them all with us.
Nathan, obviously there's a lot of scrutiny on Mitchell Pearce, as always has been right throughout his career. Can you give us an insight as to his impact on the playing group and just what he brings to your club this season?
Look, all the guys we've recruited have all come from good clubs. They've had, whether it, in Tau and Herman, they've probably only been at Brisbane for 40 or 50 odd games, but, all the guys have come from clubs where they're used to winning, a larger majority of their games. And they're all from top four clubs. And, coming with that, they've obviously played with some good senior players or have been good senior players themselves. And they've generally obviously had some sort of decent coaching along the way as well. So, all of them will bring, a fair bit to the table for us. In Mitchell's case, he obviously brings a little bit more as far as on-field leadership goes because the position he plays, and I suppose the fact he's done that for New South Wales in the grand finals, you like to think that, if we keep getting in these situations and the boys do a good enough job, that you're hopeful that more often than not those type of players can get you across the line. And in the game the other day against Manly, I think Baz said after the game himself in the press conference that, they won four or five of those last year themselves, and DCE was one that was getting them home. So you're really hopeful that they do that for you. And, at this stage, Mitchell's had one go at it for us and got us home once, but he needs a lot of teammates around him to help us get in that situation.
Yeah, nailed the first field goal attempt too, didn't he? I don't know how that one missed, but anyway.
Well, I thought that was over. I thought that went over too, so when it did go, I went, oh, no.
Yeah, you weren't on your own. Plenty of fans at the stadium thought the same. I think there's a level of responsibility, Nathan, which comes with your position with a player like Kalyn Ponga. You look at him to see not that experienced at NRL level, to come in and play a position at fullback, new club, high-pressure game, etc. I think this guy is very, very special. Do you feel that responsibility?
Oh, look, it's one of those ones where I suppose the only way to, at Kalyn's age, where he's at, is obviously with his talent, is to play. And playing in the lower grades now for him is a waste of time. He needs to play against the better players in the game. And coming with that, there's going to be the obvious pressure of the hype around him, which I think he probably showed the other night, justifying that hype. But what comes with it is a bit of a target on your medal. And the you know, the more he plays and the better he gets, the more the opposition coaches and players are going to target him, because that's what happens when you're not only a good younger fullback, but you know, Billy Slater's and those guys, you know, they cop their share of stick, and, you know, you need your sort of senior players and bigger forward to help look after him a bit. And obviously, he showed the other day, you know, he copped one or two knocks and he still got up and competed well, and that's just something I suppose he's going to learn a bit from the media sort of thing. He handles the media very well, and, you know, I think we do have some sort of obligation for all the fans to get to know these guys as well. So how much do they do and how much should you allow them to do? I'm not sure I know what the perfect answer is, but I think keeping them away for it's not the right thing, and probably letting them do too much is probably not right either. But, yeah, there's a lot to go on for young Caleb, but he's very level-headed. He's handled himself pretty well, and I'm sure along the way he'll have some real highs. And as Billy Slater and the players who are obviously at the head of the field in those positions, they've had their bad days too, and that's just a part of maturing and growing.
Mm. Should he be backflipping off his roof into the pool?
Well, as I said to someone, Jimmy, if that's the worst thing he does while he's at the night, I think
it was a good answer.
That's not a bad good way answer, to look at it.
And we actually have to be mindful, he is only a kid. He's still nice. He's only 19. So.
He's still a teenager, Jimmy. Like, yeah. If he can do it, why not?
Some of the stuff you did, Brownie, weren't we?
Well, hey, Jimmy, I don't think we're going to what we did. I take we too there, Jimmy.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
Oh, Nathan, we've got to get on you again, and we'll explore that down the track. But one quick one, Nathan. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of people have Newcastle as their second side. There's a sense something is building at Newcastle this season. For Nathan Brown, what's a pass mark for the season?
Oh, look, we're still in a situation, obviously, having so many new players, but we've still got some areas on our squad where, you know, we're very happy with where we are today compared to where we were this time last year. We feel we've obviously made a lot of progression there, but you know, we've still got in our plan, you know, we'd like to bring in a couple more players of pretty sort of reasonable note yet to give us probably what we'd like to think is a bit more quaddly in some areas. But as we stand at the moment, look, the big key for us is to keep competing each week, and given, you know, your Mitchells and Kalins and these blokes that are adding a bit of class or a bit of experience in these key positions, an opportunity for us to win our share of games. Now, where that takes us, you know, it's probably anyone's guess, but, you know, this time last year I thought we were a fair bit better team than we were the year before, and same again this year. I think we're obviously a fair bit better than what we were this time last year. So we've just got to keep making those sort of big jumps each year, and at the end of the day, I think everyone's goal in this field we're in is to try and win the grand final at some stage. Yeah. That's what everyone's got to be hoping for at the end of the day, or we're not in the right business. Yeah, now that's obviously not our target at the moment, but that's got to be the end result unless we're in the wrong game.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah.
How many spots you got available? How much cash you got under the cap?
Oh, look, Moonsy, I wouldn't even know. Moons does all that. I just know that we've got some good room there for a couple more high-quality players in certain areas where we think we can strengthen and we can add to our squad. That's all Moons tells me. He doesn't tell me what the number is. He keeps it with a. He's got a big bolt on it, man. He keeps it off the way.
Hey, Nathan, it's been great to have you on. But we've got to get you back on because I want to learn more about my man used to do, Jimmy Smith, when he was playing. Nathan, you've whetted the appetite now.
He better be careful. He don't want to go throwing too many stones.
Exactly. It's got you pegged, Jimmy.
Oh, well, mate, look, you're up there after a first round win. The sun is shining. The birds are singing.
It's entitled to be like that.
How good. Yeah. Fantastic, Brownie. Great game on Friday night too, by the way, from a spectator point of view. And good luck.
Watch.
Good luck for the next game against the Canberra Raiders.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nathan.
There he is, Nathan Brown. Good with his time.
You'd love to see him do well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah. Interesting. They got space under their cap.
Yeah. Any thoughts there, Jim?
Oh, could be anyone. Mm. Could be anyone at any time.
Yep.
You know, there'll be some falling out that happens that if you put it into a trade window.
Correct.
At the end of June, that'd be really interesting. Mm. Newcastle Knights might get an injury in this. Well, they really need an outside back. Who's the disgruntled outside back at another club? Or
David, back row or something.
David Norfoluma can't get a start at the West Tigers. Yep. Does he go to New... You know, all that. I think that's fascinating. But anyway, and if you formalise it, you can do something special on that.